Welcome to Rhodes Hall, one of the central hubs for engineering students here at Cornell. My name is Aisha, and I'm a junior majoring in computer science. Rhodes Hall, completed in 1990, is named after Frank H.T. Rhodes, the ninth president of Cornell University. It serves as the headquarters for the School of Operations Research and Information Engineering, or as we lovingly call it, ORI. Inside Rhodes, you'll find the offices and labs for systems engineering, which supports both master's and PhD programs, and a lounge for computer science students, where you'll often see people locked into their next assignment. It's also home to several key student services within Cornell Engineering, including engineering advising and the engineering admissions office. Whether you're figuring out which classes to take, planning a study abroad semester, or trying to fit in a co-op, the advisors here are always ready to help. And if you pass by admissions, you'll often be greeted with a warm hello. One of the most unique features of Rhodes is a solar noon clock. The story goes that when Bill Nye was visiting campus in the early 2000s, he noticed a blank concrete circle at the center of the building's parapet and thought, that should be a clock. Thanks to him, it now lights up every day when the sun reaches its highest point in the sky, solar noon. For me, Rhodes has always felt like a hub of support. Most ORI and CS office hours are held in this building, so naturally, Rhodes is where I've spent most of my academic life at Cornell. I even spent multiple nights here back when I was taking algorithms. But honestly, it's memories like these that make Rhodes Hall more than just a building. It's really a home for many of our engineering students here at Cornell.